Good morning, this is NIMFM. I don't know if I'm on air or not. The studio was locked this morning. There's a strange light glowing on the board here. So maybe I'm just speaking to the microphone. If anyone's out there, could you ring NIMFM? I'm not sure what the number is. And let me know if you can hear. I might just go and check. Oh, wait a minute. There's the phone now. I'll put another track on for you, and we can go ahead. Thanks to the listeners out there, I know I'm on air. Thank you. Nirvana for that great track, Serve the Servants. This is NIM FM 102.3, it's 9:15, and before that we had Secret Machines with Nowhere Again, and first up we had Everlast with What It's Like. Stay tuned for a hard-hitting show today. We've got a lot to be very hard-hitting about today, it seems. All the new laws concerning industrial relations, welfare changes, and the anti-terrorist sedition laws are set to be approved by the Parliament, with John Howard's next target announced last night, the drug laws. And particularly, the Prime Minister has announced toughening of the cannabis laws. So everybody out there, if you're interested in not going to jail for smoking cannabis, you better do something real quick, because all that we tried to do to stop all those other laws failed. So we need to enlist God and the people of the world to keep our freedom, because we're in a fascist nation run by a bunch of dictators, sycophants really. I'm much more worried about what God thinks than you, John Howard, servant of evil, servant of injustice, servant of the slavers, servant of George Bush and his unholy alliance. Press freedom is being diminished in Australia by the new laws. Journalists like me are now under serious threat, and we live in a country where police can shoot me dead if I try to avoid arrest for what I say. Yeah, sounds a bit wrong, doesn't it? Particularly in lieu of Australia's outcry against the drug trafficker in Singapore who's about to be executed. The new anti-terrorism legislation passed in Tasmania last night is very worrying concerning the police's new license to shoot to kill. Ironically, there is a move worldwide and a public outcry in Australia over the execution of Aussie drug trafficker in Singapore today, while we say nothing about our new shoot-to-kill policies being pushed through our parliaments at the moment. Isn't that the same thing, but without the legality of a trial by law before you are executed? Shoot-to-kill means you are executed without any trial, without any comeback by your family, and all those Australians who are out there protesting against the drug trafficker in Singapore, I have one word for you. Hypocrisy. 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 What about our own freedoms? That's what we need. Here's a song for you, Johnny Howard, by somebody I admired for his intelligence, but not necessarily his policies. And Johnny, you've got a lot in common with this man's policies.
How it got that way. They all look at me and they frown. Do I really look so strange? If they really dug down themselves, I know they'd want to change. Everybody says you're no think you should. Do you expect them? And do you expect you to act like them? Look at them, man. Look at the fix they're in. I don't care. I don't care what they say. Just let them sit there and burn. The young might not be so dumb after all. From the young you might even learn. Everybody says you're no good. Cause you don't do like they think you should. Do you expect them to act like you? Do you expect them to expect you to act like them?
Hi, and yes, that was Charles Manson with People Say I'm No Good. And maybe people say I'm no good, but I know for sure that you, Johnny Howard, are definitely no good. I just had a lovely man come into the studio about World AIDS Day, and we've got a promo that we'll be playing in a sec. Worldwide, 40 million people have AIDS. 3 million people alone died last year. This is a great tragedy, and we need to put lots more funding and research into why all these people, we know why they got it. There's a lot of linking with the World Health Organization and smallpox vaccines that were tested in Africa, and the occurrence of AIDS. Whether this is a conspiracy or not is another point. They were using monkey's blood in the Congo to make viruses and test the polio virus, actually, not the smallpox, and it seems to have emerged there from then. All these unholy mixing of medicines and vivisection and everything else that's going on in the world at the moment needs to be changed or reviewed, and we haven't got much time to do all of that with the fascists now well and truly in control in Australia, with the passing of all those really dictatorial laws concerning industrial relations, welfare, and the new anti-terror sedition laws that directly stand to cause me in particular a lot of problems. But anyway, in the meantime, it is World AIDS Day. Let's have a listen to what we can do about it.
Hey, Chivo, when can I get my year's supply of condoms again?
World AIDS Day is actually on the 1st of December, as every year, and it's still one of the biggest killers out there in our world, so we actually try to provide you with information as well as with some unforeseeable happiness coming your way by just supplying you with some condoms. But I'm not really sure if you could get your yearly supply here for free.
Oh, it's okay, Chivo. I've still got the same one from last year. I just thought I'd get a new one.
World AIDS Day, 1st of December.
Yes, and that was World AIDS Day. So get out there and buy a little pin or a badge in support of that, because it's a very good cause, especially in a lot of third world countries where their only chance of getting any medication to help them is via Cuba, who set up a number of generic, cheap pharmaceutical manufacturing plants in Cuba and Africa and I believe in Iran, to help all those poor people in the world that don't have lots of US or Australian dollars to buy medication to help them and their family in what is a tragic and dreadful, debilitating disease.
Any kind of solidarity action?
This is Philip Ruddock protest in Lismore last week I wanted to play you. It's got some good comment. Unfortunately, it's all a bit late with the sedition laws going through Parliament today with approval of the backbench, the Liberal backbench. Shame on you.
All sorts of protest action that might be about people's rights to organise in the workplace, about people's rights in other countries, perhaps to organise and to struggle against oppressive regimes in other countries. Any support for those kind of actions, any involvement in those kind of actions, very, very sadly, will now mean that people in Australia are facing the possibility of being detained by a police officer before they even see it inside of a courtroom. Now, that is a very worrying trend, to say the very least, and it's fantastic that there was 80, now there's 100 people here. And since I've started talking, people are continuing to gather. We've got to keep building that momentum, keep talking to the people in the community, keep talking to people we know and people we don't know about just how serious this attack on our rights is. Thank you.
Right, no, free speech, yes! Right, no, free speech, yes! Right, no! Free speech, yes!
Right,
no!
Free speech, yes!
Right, no! Free speech, yes!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Kick,
rally,
gather, door!
5, 6, 7, 8!
We are what
a fashion
say!
Dealer Brother, where are you? Where are you?
Come and face the music! Come and face the music!
How to?
Yeah, that that was a little excerpt that I made at the protest last week. Philip Ruddock was in Lismore. He is the Attorney General. Previously, he was the Minister for Immigration. Make no mistake, this man is seriously evil. If he has a good side, God gave us all a good side, he should look into his heart right now and find it, because he set up all the detention centres, which are really concentration camps. They are being acknowledged overseas as concentration camps. Australia's international reputation is completely diminished by the new laws we've brought in, by our detention centres and by our government. Shame on you, Australia, for if you did voting him in, and it's about time we got out there and stopped this new government, or not new government, this government and the laws that they're bringing in. And maybe it's time for a people's revolution, because our protests on the street, our disapproval in the ratings seems to be doing nothing to stop the Liberal backbenchers and politicians and even the Labor politicians and Democrats from stopping these draconian new fascist measures which are being passed right now as I speak in Parliament. Shame on Australia. It's a black day for Australia, a very black day indeed.
Down our weary guns, when we return home to our wives and families, and look into the eyes of our sons, Oh, what will you say of the bond we had? Tender comrade, will you say that we were brave as the shells fell all around us? Oh, that we wept and cried for our mothers and cursed our fathers for forgetting that all men are brothers. Will you say that we were heroes? Or that fear of dying among strangers tore our innocence and false shame away? And from that moment on, deep in my heart I knew that I would only give my life for love. Brothers in arms, in each other's arms, was the only time that I was not afraid. What will you do when the war is over, tender comrade? When we cast off these khaki clothes and go our separate ways, what will you say of the bond we had? Tender comrade.
Yes. And that was Billy Bragg with Tender Comrade. Before that we had the Smiths, Great Australian Band, with Big Mouth Strikes Again. And the last song is dedicated to all the people who have fallen in the unjust and unholy war in Iraq, of which we are the right-hand man to the US. As part of the Coalition of the Willing, we are a paragon of hypocrisy, promoting the rule of law and denouncing human rights violations among others while systematically breaching them ourselves. So blind is the Australian government, or are they indeed blind, and the US administration to the consequences of our actions, that it has now jeopardised its East European allies, that's our East European allies, who are under the scrutiny by the European Union for violating human rights laws, as they have allowed the CIA black sites that I've been increasingly talking about the last few weeks, which is secret holding terrorist camps where they're torturing and keeping a number of detainees in completely appalling conditions, very similar, in fact worse than the gulags which they are now using in ex-Soviet country, European, East European countries that have now been made into fragile democracies, it seems, controlled by the US. The Europeans have no illusions about this. With 700 Sunni men said to have disappeared recently and reports of Iraq authorities torturing, abusing prisoners in jails across the country, a Los Angeles Times investigation quotes a US military officer saying, the Mahdi army's got the Iraq police and Badr's got the commandos. This follows the discovery last week of more than 170 malnourished and beaten prisoners, many of them Sunni Arabs, locked in a bunker belonging to the Shiites-dominated interior ministers. Everybody's got their own death squads. A Washington Post editorial asks, if an American pilot is captured in the Middle East, then beaten, held naked in a cold cell and subjected to simulated drowning and torture, will Mr. Goss say that he has not been tortured? Because that's exactly what they're trying to say. And this is in fact what's going on in the Middle East. And it's all part of a copybook plan that the fascists used during the Second World War, where they take away all the rights of the citizens in their own country while focusing attention on terrorism and war overseas, which they themselves have instigated, and meanwhile they take more and more control of all the resources, all the labour, and in fact the whole planet, or think they have. Thousands of Harakis have died in the insurgency, with more than 100 killed in a bloody wave of suicide attacks on Shiite targets which began late last week. US and Iraq forces in turn have killed more than 700 suspected insurgents in less than 2 months during operations in western Iraq, which the US military described on Wednesday as very successful. That's just in western Iraq. The known Iraqi civilians killed by the coalition military intervention is estimated a minimum of 27,000. That's names and bodies that people have buried, although other sources are well over 100,000, including 3 days ago when American and Iraqi troops fired at a family travelling from one city to another, killing 5 members of the family. They are all children. They are not terrorists, shouted one relative. Look at the children, he said, as the morgue official carried a small dead child into a refrigeration room. Gunmen in Iraq army uniform shot dead an aging Sunni tribal leader and 3 of his sons in their beds on Wednesday at the same time. Another victim was holding his daughter. The gunman told the girl to move, then shot the father, said a relative. Who needs Al-Qaeda to recruit terrorists when you have Dawa, Skiri, and an American occupation backed by Australia? In the last 3 weeks, at least 6 different prominent doctors and professors have been assassinated. Some of them were Shiite, and some of them were Sunni. Some of them were former Ba'athists, and others weren't. The only thing they had in common is the fact that each of them played a prominent role in Iraq universities prior to the war. These are not politicians, they're educators, they're researchers, they're internationally recognized and very intelligent professors of many different departments in Iraqi universities, and they've all been assassinated. It's not even safe to teach anymore, and that is what it's going to be like in this country, mark my words. Hospital personnel are reporting regular raids and interference by US military as fighting continues in the volatile Al-Anbar province of Iraq. That is, in hospitals, the Americans are going in and stopping them actually being able to help the innocent women and children. And we are backing this war. Shame, shame. And we are now bringing in laws to stop our people from being able to even speak out against these absolutely appalling atrocities. I have just one message to you, the government.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Walking up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Woo-hoo, we're all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. I man, this war a go-go. There's plenty good money to be made. Supplying the army with the tools of the trade. Just hope and pray that they drop the bomb. We're dropping on the Viet Cong. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Stop is Vietnam, and it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die. Now come on, generals, let's move fast. Your big chance is here at last. Now you can go out and get those reds, cause the only good commie is one that's dead. You know that peace can only be won when they run them all the kingdom. Come sing it. 1, 2, 3. What are you fighting for?
People, I don't know how you expect to ever stop the war if you can't sing any better than that. There's about 300,000 of you out there. I want you to start singing. Come on.
And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And
leaders throughout the land. Back your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. But send your sons off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box. All right! 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, Country Joe McDonald. Volume, please.
Yeah, and that was Country Joe and the Fish, and we should be replacing the word Vietnam with Iraq. What are we fighting for? Iraq's Shiite and Kurdish-led government and its U.S. backers say they are determined to stage a secure and fair election on December 15th, but an upsurge in violence suggests Sunni and foreign insurgents are equally determined to disrupt the poll. And The Guardian, I want to talk a bit about the limitations and the censorship that's happening worldwide to, particularly in Australia and America, to, in fact, exclusively almost in Australia and America, concerning, but a little bit in some other countries, concerning the war. The Guardian reports on an article by Martin van Creveld, one of the world's foremost military historians, who argues that Bush deserves to be impeached for launching the most foolish war since Emperor Augustus in 9 BC, sent his legions into Germany and lost them. An example of this reported in the New York Times previews a GAO report finding that more than 4 years after the 9/11 attacks, officials at the State and Treasury Departments in the US cannot even agree on who was supposed to be in charge of cutting off the supply of money to terrorists. In other words, it looks like we're funding them. At the same time, a key element of the drawdown plans, drawing out of Iraq, announced by the US president, not mentioned in the president's public statement, is that the departing American troops will be replaced by American air power, writes Seymour Hersh, who tells Wolf Blitzer that we don't know how many bombs are dropped or where. Nobody reports publicly as they did in Vietnam. However, Anne Gorels discusses the risks of reporting from Iraq and says that the US TV networks do a very bad job. Consequently, Australia's in the same boat as we're completely dominated by the same media mongols. They're doing a very bad job of covering the war. And the Washington Post's Robin Wright describes her 3 trips to Baghdad, writes that on this latest trip, the bubble shrank even more, no more roaming in the green zone. In other words, journalists that go there don't have permission to go anywhere and see anyone and talk about to anyone what's going on if you're from Australia or America or part of the coalition. You'd have to be a Arab journalist, in which case you run the severe chance of being dissed on Western media. I want to read you something else. An excerpt from While Every Mistake, Gwynne Dwyer recalls what he describes as the most shameful moment in the modern history of America and Australian journalism, when Dick Cheney praised journalists' contribution to the US invasion of Iraq, saying that you did well, you have my thanks. But in an interview with Broadcasting and Cable, Bill Moyer says, we are biased, all right, adding that the people of PBS, that's Public Broadcasting in America, told me that they were getting excruciating pressure because of their reporting, including threats to defunding public television unless Moyers in particular was dealt with. He's an outspoken critic of the war and the current corporate scumbags, conquistadors. Only PBS, Public Broadcasting Service, Frontline and Democracy Now! Have dared to interview U.S. interrogator Tony Lagoranis, who reported widespread torture and abuse throughout Iraq. In other words, we're not being told the truth, and if you do try and tell the truth, you are silenced. Here's a little excerpt again from the Ruddock protest. It's 10 on NIM FM 102.3. This is a special edition focusing on the absolutely appalling laws that are being passed right now, limiting our rights as workers, as people who are unemployed, and most importantly as journalists and anyone out there in the community who wants to speak against anything that's going on in this country, because you're likely to be shot to kill by the new laws. Yes, the police can now shoot to kill.
He's on a strain, goddammit!
Thank you.
Nemo FM 102.3. It's a special edition show. I'm sorry to all our sponsors who I haven't been able to play your little promos, but someone didn't leave the running sheets today. In fact, I had trouble getting in, but I got in, because when you really want to create change, nothing stops you. And I had so much to talk to you about today, but we're doing a special edition on the laws being passed in Parliament right now. But at the moment, I'd like to talk to you about Climate Change Action Day. Climate change has the potential to change the lives of people across the globe. It is widely declared the most serious environmental issue facing the world. 2005 is rumoured to become the hottest year on record. International Day of Action on Climate Change, Kites for Kyoto, on September... No, it's on December the 3rd. This is this weekend. This is this Saturday. People around the world will send a clear message to their leaders to stop climate change. The global demonstrations on climate change will coincide with the climate conference meeting of parties to the Kyoto Protocol in Montreal between November 28th and December 9th. The international community demonstrations will demand that worldwide, they will be demanding that the US and Australia must ratify the Kyoto Protocol immediately. It's a shame, isn't it, that worldwide they'll be demonstrating against only two countries. One of them is Australia and the other is the US. So get out there on December the 3rd. You can go to Armidale at 11 a.m, Armidale Mall. You can get up to Brisbane to the Umbrella Parade at 1 p.m, King George Square, and walk to Musgrove Park. Or if you're in Sydney, or if you're going to go down to Sydney, at 11 a.m. in Sydney Town Hall, walk to Hyde Park North. This is a protest against climate change, and specifically worldwide, they'll be protesting against Australia and our refusal to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. Shame on Australia. Yet again, another indication that we're really losing track of what it is to be a just and caring member of the international community. Here's another little thing. USA to bomb the Northern Territory. Peace activists converged upon the Darwin offices of US Corporation and Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown Root on 25th of December in Darwin to protest last week's announcement at Osmin that American B-52s and stealth bombers will drop live bombs on the Northern Territory. Peace activists have declared that a US bombing range in the Northern Territory is not acceptable anywhere, and I agree with that, and I'm sure you do. Why are we letting the US test their bombs in Australia? Aren't they doing enough in Iraq? Or do we want to completely nuke our country too with these depleted uranium weapons that leave dust for hundreds of millions of years to be inhaled by anyone who happens to be unlucky enough in the area? Anti-nuclear campaigners assembled at the 2005 annual general meeting of BHP Billiton Limited on Friday the 25th of November at 9:30 a.m. That's last Friday, in the forecourt of the Perth Convention Centre. The gathering was an expression of opposition to the expansion of Olympic Dam Roxby uranium mine. Yeah, the Americans and the Australians need more uranium, because if they're going to completely annihilate the whole planet by nuking it with depleted uranium weapons, and worse still, the US have now just investing millions of dollars, I was going to read you a whole article about that, in $6.3 billion solely for 2004 for the development of a new generation of defensive nuclear weapons. That's right. In 2004, last year, they spent $6.3 billion in the US on developing new nuclear weapons. So anyone out there who thinks our uranium is being put to good cause, it is absolutely not. It's being put to the destruction of every single living thing on the planet, except some bacteria, which I believe can eat it. BHP's rapacious plan for a five-fold increase in the already massive amount of water it takes, free of charge, from the Great Artesian Basin, South Australia's Mound Springs, have great ecological, scientific, anthropological and economic significance and destruction. So that's happening right now. The Roxby Downs controversial uranium mine is being increased by fivefold. That means it's going to be five times as big. What can we do? Well, I'm going to play you a track. in a sec about what you can do, because there is indeed a great deal you can do towards stopping what is going on. And I wanted to play you a Whitlam's track first, so let's try with the Whitlam's. They're a great Australian band, and we'll follow up with another great Australian bunch of musicians. Some nice positive vibes from the Whitlam's.
I will not go quietly. I will not accept your rules. Gonna live with myself. For I live with any of you. For I was the best you all knew it. All the days I cared at all. You can all say I blew it. You'll be talking about me for years. I will not go quietly. I will not behave myself. It's not for the shit. The shit.